Now, both Christy and I have been mums. Well, we are mums. Right? We have been mums. We are mums. My two children are sort of over 25, 27. So it's a while since I was feeding as babies. Your children are slightly younger, aren't they? How old are they?
They're 9 and 6.
And both Christy and I have been working mums. So we've both worked while our children were little. And I have to say, I found it quite difficult trying to feed babies and work, you know, and try and combine those things. But I was so worried about making sure that the food that I was giving my children, you know, was healthy and whatever. I have resorted occasionally to a bit of Heinz baby food. I don't know if you have on occasion.
Yeah, I use some pouches sometimes with both of mine, actually, just for when you're going out. And it is a bit of a faff, you know, with the blender and stuff, isn't it?
So it's very interesting for me to see the babies range. So babies range, that's quite a good pun, isn't it? And currently they've got 13 products. And I've got Tom with me who started making these, well, he said as a bit of a joke, actually. And now it's sort of evolved and we've got all these sort of 13 products. Why did you start making these, Tom?
When did I? Sorry.
It's quite noisy here.
Yeah, so sorry. It's so busy. We're at Fine Food Speciality and it's got 800 exhibitors here, so it's quite noisy. So why did you start doing these?
Well, basically, I'm a chef by trade and I'm a big foodie. I've always been loved food. I come from a family of five, so food's been very central to my life, I guess. And when I saw my friends and family starting on the journey of weaning their little ones, I was quite surprised that when I flipped over the packs of some of the food that they were using, at how much fruit was in the product. And so I felt that actually there's probably a need and for a product that's maybe slightly less fruit-based and have more vegetables. And the more I started doing research, the more I started speaking to people, I really did see that there was a real gap in the market of a product that was basically based on fruit, on vegetables, sorry.
As opposed to fruit. And we've got stuff here, it's created for babies from 4 months onwards. If I was making something for my child, as you say, weaning them, and I wanted to do butternut squash, carrot and broccoli, that would take quite a faff, wouldn't it, Christy, in terms of getting all those vegetables, peeling them, boiling them, doing all that. You know, we're lazy mums, aren't we?
It's not only that. It's you've got to buy a whole head of broccoli, haven't you? And you've got to buy a whole butternut squash. And then you've got tons of food. And their tummies are tiny. So you've got loads of mess, loads of food. And just, yeah, not my favourite.
You only use 5 teaspoons because my kids never used to eat it. It used to all come up through their nose. And, you know, this was... Yeah, I'm sure they used to absorb food by osmosis because it didn't seem to swallow any. So I've got butternut squash, carrot and broccoli here. Was that one of the ones you started with, Tom?
Yeah, well, basically the 13 you got in front of you are that we launched running, basically. We launched with 13 products in December on Ocado. And as you can see, there's three that are 100% vegetable. We do have some that do have fruit in, but the difference with ours is that we never put more than 30% fruit. In actual fact, we kind of probably average around 20, 24% if we do put fruit in with vegetables. Because what we found is that if parents are giving fruit for breakfast, then fruit for a snack, if fruit's then also hidden in the main course, so to speak, then fruit for their dessert mixed in with yogurt, actually all they're getting accustomed to is the flavour of the taste of fruit.
And sugary. I mean, you get a lot of sugar, don't you, with fruit?
Yeah, and with the obesity rate in children between the age of 2 and 12 at 29.8% or something like that, it's no wonder that we are creating a nation with a sweet palate if we do start off feeding our kids with so much fruit.
Yeah, probably not a natural thing either for them to have that much fruit. You know, fruit is good for them, obviously, but not to that degree.
No, exactly. And we're not saying fruit's bad. Fruit's great. You know, we should all eat fruit, and fruit's not something that we should avoid. But what we're saying is actually you should know when you're feeding fruit. And so we've got an honest and transparent approach at Babies where we actually list the ingredients in order. So if I get some product out.
And I think for me as well, it's the proportion of fruit. Yeah, fruit is good and whatever, but it's proportion. Okay, so Tom's got a nice package in front of me, and it is like one of those pouch things, but it's got lovely packaging on the outside.
Yeah, it has. It's kind of got a bit of cardboard on it, lovely graphic showing butternut squash and pea shoots. And the other one we've got here is parsnip, carrot and pear. So are you saying, Tom, that you list the ingredients in order of volume?
Exactly. Basically, sometimes you can pick up a product and there's even fewer occasions when fruit isn't even mentioned in the title. So a mum might buy a product thinking that they're buying, I don't know, some sort of mixture of vegetables, but then when they flip it over, it can be as much as 70, 79% fruit.
Wow.
And if a parent's so busy that they don't flip over the pack to see what exactly the breakdown of the product is, you can have all the best intentions in the world trying to buy a vegetable product, but then when it's got mostly fruit in it, it's a real shame. So what we've done is we always list them in order on the front. So here you can see parsnip, carrot and pear. But then when you flip it over, we've got the unique ingredient wheel on the back. So even at a glance, even a busy mum or dad can see exactly the breakdown.
So for that one, for example, we've got organic parsnip 41%, organic carrot 35%, organic pear 24%. So people know exactly what they're getting. That's really good.
Exactly.
That's really good.
And then if we move on to a stage two, which is slightly more complex.
Stage two is when over 7 months,
yes.
Isn't it?
Exactly. So stage two would be from 7 months, although every baby's different. Some babies are move on to stage two around 6 months. It really depends when you start the weaning journey. This one in particular was inspired by my trip around Kerala. So when I was in my backpacking days, and for instance, you can see that there's quite a few ingredients in there. The mild masala, we actually hand blend.
So if I just read it out, we've got chickpea, pumpkin, tomato and coconut cream with herbs and mild masala. I have never seen a packet of baby food where I actually thought, oh, God, I actually quite fancy that.
Yeah, I quite fancy a little bite of the chickpea and pumpkin one. Nice.
Would you like to? I have brought a spoon. I think people are generally surprised when they taste it, because it really is. This is a recipe that I could cook from, like, if I'm going to call it the Jamie Oliver.
Go on then, go on, get your spoon out, get your spoon out. Here we go.
I don't have
the spoon.
You're going to have to go straight
from the couch. Yeah, not expecting to eat baby food, but here we go. Okay, so Christy's putting some in the palm of her hand. What a good idea, Christy.
It reminds me of baby food, but it has got, that's mainly because it's not chewy, but it has got that little tiny bit hint of curry at the end, which is really nice because my children both ate spices and stuff from quite a young age.
God, that's just come back to me about having baby food with the kids.
I think,
you know, when they used to get the spoon and go, here's a choo-choo train, you have one, I have one. Oh, I've got to remember that. Actually, that's quite nice, though. It's the texture that reminds us.
Yeah, it's the texture.
Had a little flashback there of baby food. Very nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't think that you need to dumb down the baby food, and that's actually where our food for babies, not baby food, comes from, because we really feel that babies can and want real flavours. There's a wonderful author called Bea Wilson. I don't know if you've come across her before. And she's written a fabulous book called First Bites. And she talks about the flavour window between the age of 4 months and 7 months, where a baby's the most receptive they ever be in their life for new flavours. So if you think that if we are feeding them with the bananas, with pears and apples, and that's really all they're getting, then you can only imagine what sort of flavour profile they're going to be developing.
Well, absolutely fascinating. And where can we get these? Ocado, did you say?
Yep, so we launched on Ocado. We're now found in Boots, Booths up north, Dunn's in Ireland. And then we've got plenty of shop window accounts in London, Dalesford Organic, Whole Foods might be coming soon, Planet Organic might be coming soon. We've just launched in As Nature Intended, and there's quite a few others that are rolling out, with a supermarket coming soon.
Ooh, that sounds like very exciting news. So it's Babies, which is spelled B-A-B-E-A-S-E, and really look out for that. It feels like a really good alternative if you're out and about and want to feed your baby from 4 months onwards. Thank you, Tom.
No, thank you very much.